actually.
It's an Xbox.
Hello?
Hi, Victor. It's Nick with Bank of Cardiff. Sorry it took me so long to get back to you. AT&T kind of shut down our phones while they were fixing it. That was the cause of the problem.
Oh, that's cool, man. No problem.
Yeah, sorry about that. But, yeah, I wanted to get back to you as soon as I could, and I know you had some questions. So, yeah, I have your business, your company profile here. Just want to make sure we had the right address, 8275 62nd Avenue in Thermal?
Right.
Okay. And is this Thermal Electric?
No, Independent Electric.
Independent. Okay. Okay. All right. And I know you've been patient with us. We'd really just be happy to answer the questions you have. You know, what were you calling in about? We do equipment financing and also working capital.
Working capital.
Okay. What were you looking to use the money for?
Trying to get an expansion, you know what I mean? Expansion, buy no more, well, I guess you can say, material, but it would be like, you know, like a tractor and whatnot so that I can dig, do more underground work.
Okay. How much does a tractor cost?
Well, they're not cheaper. A good used one, you could probably get one for like 45, maybe 50,000.
Okay. You know, we finance used equipment, so you don't have to use working capital for a tractor.
Right.
We could get you you the financing on a 5-year term.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want to use all the money for there. You know, I want to see if I could eat and other things that I needed, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying is if you use equipment financing and working capital is two separate things. So
right.
If you use money for equipment, it won't take away from what you can get for working capital. So what I'm saying is, let's say, what do you typically do year to year in your gross revenues?
It's 100 and 150 plus. Yeah. This
okay. So
I did like about 200 and something.
Okay, how's this year been for you?
This year it's good in there.
That's okay, are you at about 100 or so yet?
As of right now, I haven't really checked.
Yeah.
The one that does my paperwork, I mean, I just go drop everything off to her, and she just does my books. You know, I'm not the one that's really keeping track of that.
No, man, you're running a business. You don't have time for that.
Yeah.
No, okay. Well, I mean, you got a feel for it, though, right? Like, you're doing good. You're doing all right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, let's say you're tracking. Okay, so you're tracking to do about the same, maybe, right? Or close to it. So, with working capital, you can borrow usually about 10, maybe 15% of your gross revenue. So, you're looking at about, you know, $20,000 to $30,000 for working capital. But for equipment...
Right.
There's no cap like that. It's more credit based. So we could finance the tractor by itself on a 5-year term, get you a low monthly payment, and then still get you to $20,000 to $30,000, right? And they won't affect each other. It's two separate programs. But if you just want to max out on working capital and go for, you know, $25,000 to $30,000, and
not
worry
about, because I just bought I just got a Ford a service truck, utility bed with the ladder rack.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I just bought that probably like about a month ago.
Right. Okay, cool. Nice. Okay, yeah, we can just do the cash for you now, and then when you're ready to get the tractor, we can do that separately later.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about your business. What year did you start it?
In 2008.
Okay. Now, are you a sole proprietor? Are you incorporated?
Yes. Sole proprietor.
Okay. Are you a home-based business or do you have an office?
Home-based business.
Okay. Now, do you rent or own your home?
I rent from my parents.
Okay. Do you have a lease?
Yeah, it's $700 a month.
Okay, perfect. It's just important to... Well, there's always situations where we could, you know, have something drawn up by your parents, but it's always easier if you have a lease in place, right? Or you have some documentation. Okay. And, all right, how do you think your credit is?
The last time I checked was when they pulled for my truck. It was in 660, 630, 650. You know how there's like three different credit bureaus?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, one was high, one was low. You know, so it's in the mid 600s, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no, that's okay. The working capital, yeah.
The 2008 really, you know, when the economy fell real bad, that kind of destroyed everybody's credit, bro.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, it was tough times for everybody.
Yeah, but I mean, you'll see with my bank statements, man. I mean, there's money coming in, bro.
Well, that's the difference between equipment and working capital. Is the equipment is more credit based, right?
Right.
But the working capital, it's more focused on your cash flow. It's more, right. You know, if we can see that you have the money coming in to pay for the note, then we know right. You can afford it, right?
Yeah, so, and then just also so that you know, I had some working capital advances through with OnDeck, and those are already paid off. I paid them off.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got
how many
one. I had one that they started me off. It was $18,000, and then when I paid that one off, they called me. They offered me another one, and of course they upped it up to like 30. And I just finished paying that one off like about maybe 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Did they emailed you the documents right when you signed them?
When I first started with them.
They should have done it both times, right? The first loan and then the last one.
Yeah. When I signed up with them, yeah.
Okay, for the second one that you just paid off, we'll probably need the first page. You know, if it's easier to send the whole thing, that's fine. But we like to just see the first page, so underwriting can make sure it's been paid off and everything like that. Let me see.
Hey, well, I mean, yeah, it is because you'll see it. They would get it on through my bank account. They would get it every day. It was a daily payment of $130 every day. So in my bank statements, you'll see that there's no more withdrawals that they're getting from there no more.
Okay. And how long of a term did they give you on that one, the second one?
You know what? I don't remember, bro. All I know is that I was paying it every day.
Yeah. Okay. Did they give you, was it like 6 months or a year?
I honestly don't know, bro. I don't remember, man.
Okay.
You know, yeah, okay. I'm just more. I have a lot of stuff that I have to remember, like, you know, with work wise and clients and, you know, and all that stuff. Because I mean, I'm the worker. I'm the owner. I'm the secretary. I'm everything, bro.
You're the
so,
business.
I mean, I have. Yeah, it's me. Yeah, my wife is the only one that types things up for me. But that other than that, it's me, man.
Yeah, I'm not good at typing either. all right, well, how soon are you looking to get the money?
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, I could, if you shoot me an email with all your information where you need me to send everything to, you know, I'm sure you want me to fill out like a paper, right? And then.
Yeah, we have a one-page application.
Yeah, I'll fill that one out for you if you send me the email, and I'll send you my four bank statements.
Okay, we asked for six. All right, and I know it's more than most people, but that's what gives us the better rates and terms is we just ask for a couple extra, few extra months, and it just helps. What's the best email for you, Victor?
It's V as in Vino, N-I-N-O, the number 34, at Gmail.
Okay, Vino 34 at Gmail?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, Victor, I'll get this over to you in the next 5 minutes or so. That way you'll have my direct line, all my contact information, and I'll give you a reminder checklist of what we need to get your approval going. And it usually takes us, you know, about 24 hours, but if you had time tonight to get it in, we could probably have an approval for you by tomorrow afternoon.
Sounds good. Now, you guys are a direct lender, right? You guys don't send it to anybody else.
No, we're a direct lender. I mean, sometimes we partner. I mean, I don't know. You told me your credit was pretty good, so I mean, it's below average. But usually, with like some of the C and D, you know, programs, we partner with other banks just to, you know, because they split the risk. You know, if that makes sense. But we've been doing this going on 14 years, and it's just, you know, like I said, we're doing equipment financing for 14 years, so we'll be here when you're ready to get the tractor. And
sounds good, man.
Yeah. You got it.
Okay, yeah, we should get that email, bro, and I'll get that filled out for you, man.
All right, sounds good, man. Talk to you soon.
All right, man. Sure, man. Bye.
Bye.